Well, we want to touch down in Cleveland, where it has been an incredible 10 days. As everyone knows, last week, three women missing for about a decade were found alive, along with a child one of them had in captivity. Last night, Ariel Castro's lawyers say he will plead not guilty to charges of kidnapping and rape in that case. And then today, just as Cleveland was taking in the news of the release and the upcoming plea, prosecutors announced the arrest of Hernandez Warren in one of the city's most high-profile unsolved murder cases, the 1984 killing of 14-year-old Gloria Pointer. At a press conference today, Gloria's mother, Yvonne, spoke about her fight to find a suspect.
For half of my life, I determined this morning, I have been actively involved with finding out what happened to Gloria. Over the years, people would always ask, why don't you give it up? But it's something inside just would not let it rest.
Almost 30 years. And the district attorney's office said today that it was a question from a reporter that prompted them to dig back into old evidence. That reporter is Rachel DeSell of the Cleveland Plain Dealer. We had scheduled her to be on our program today. Rachel, what was it that you asked the district attorney's office?
Well, basically, I had gotten an email from Gloria Pointer's, or from Yvonne Pointer's sister, asking me if I could help find out what evidence had been tested and maybe if there was any evidence that could be tested again. We had been doing a series of stories here in Cleveland on untested rape kits, and I think that prompted some questions from her. Yvonne also weighed in and kind of went over with me what she thought had been done, and she believed there was, DNA profiles or something in CODIS from her daughter's case. I know that DNA technology has changed so much throughout the years. It's gotten more sensitive. You can extract DNA from evidence that you could not extract DNA from years ago. So I basically did what any reporter does. I asked a couple questions. I asked the medical examiner's office, and I asked the county prosecutor's office, if all of the tests had been done, or if any retesting had been done since, DNA technology had advanced. And I didn't really hear back from them until I heard yesterday that on April 26th, just a couple days after I had contacted them, that they had found something that they thought might yield some leads in this case.
Yeah, they found DNA. And they called you to say, we're going to embarrass you at today's press conference because we're going to credit you with asking us that. But how are people there reacting to now another arrest, Hernandez Warren? Is this someone, again, he's only been accused and arrested at this point, but we're presuming that they found some DNA evidence. How are people reacting to another person in their midst arrested in this old case?
Well, most people in the community would be familiar with Yvonne Pointer, Gloria's mother. She works for the city, and she has been the support for countless victims of crime in the city. She goes out to crime scenes. She helps victims. She pushes for change, when victims' rights are at issue. So I think so many people felt completely overwhelmed for her because she's pushed this case at every chance she can get, just searching for answers for nearly 30 years now, and so to see her finally get some answers is pretty amazing. It's thrilling almost.
Well, and sadly, most cities have a Yvonne Pointer who have become activists after their children disappear, but I'm wondering, what are people saying? Because in this case, it took a reporter to nudge officials to go back and retest evidence with new technology. In another case, yes, the police are credited for going to the house where the women in Cleveland were being held. They ran into the police arms, but one of those women police thought was just a runaway, didn't follow her case. I mean, are people asking some questions about, do we have the right follow-up and pursuit of these stories?
I mean, sure, we're reporters, so we're always asking questions. I think in either of these cases, there's no doubt that police and the local police and the FBI put thousands of hours into them. But I think it just shows the power of the community being involved and having a strong, news media to constantly ask questions and just, double-check things. That's what we do. We're a check on the system. And also, I mean, you have to credit Gloria's family. They continue to reach out to people and continue to push. I mean, I would not have asked any question had they not so passionately, asked me to do anything I could.
Well, Yvonne Pointer was one of the crisis team members that helped the kidnapping victims who were found last week. This is Gloria's mother, and today she renewed her call to other families not to give up hope.
To all of the families out there of missing children and unsolved homicides, please don't give up. You can see after almost 30 years, there is miracles that's being wrought. So what we want you to do is just keep hope alive and that there is a light at the end of the tunnel.
Again, that's Yvonne Poynter, the mother of Gloria Poynter, who was killed just a little under 30 years ago, but her a man has been accused in her murder. And Rachel DeSell of the Cleveland Plain Dealer, the reporter who told officials, go back and see if you can test some evidence. Rachel, thanks so much for telling us the story.
Thanks for having me.
And all of this, the roiling of emotions in Cleveland has gotten people across the country thinking, how do we protect our kids? Some thoughts in 1 minute, here and now.